Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Fatherly lessons. Early this morning on the day after Father's Day, I'm scouring the pages on the wonderful World Wide Web called Facebook, and I came across a short video about my friend Nate. Nate is my neighbor, a man of faith married with five children. Yes, five children. Nate's wife, Katie, put together a video of their children who range in ages from 1 to 15. On the short video, each of the children gave their testimony about why they love their dad. It was a Father's Day gift from them to him. What I heard in those precious 5 minutes made me clearly see the correlation between being a good parent and being a good leader. It's these timeless principles which not only bring out the best in a family, but can also optimize a work team or build an effective organizational culture. Nate's children spoke about how he loved them, how he spent time with them, how he read stories to them, taught them, had fun with them, protected them, and provided for them. Each of the children expressed how their dad loved their mom. Out of the mouths of these children, I heard the profound principles of effective leadership. When I consider the best leaders I ever worked for, they were each men or women who clearly loved what they did. These leaders exhibited genuine care for me as their direct report. They worked hard, and so I did. I learned from their teaching. I remember the fun we also had. These were people who were both joyful and great to be around. I can also recall times when each of the leaders I've admired went to bat for us, and in doing so, protected and provided for us. I also never heard them badmouth the other parents, metaphorically speaking. Just as Nate is a man of faith, I also got the sense as I look back that each of these leaders held themselves to a higher standard than a mere board of directors. They understood the noble, honourable duty of being a leader. Conversely, I'm presently reading a book about the spectacular rise and scandalous fall of Enron. I'm only partway through the book, but I'm scratching my head on two reoccurring questions I have while reading. The first question I'm asking myself is, how much money is enough money? The reward packages some of these deceptive leaders at Enron were receiving were astronomical and way beyond what one individual would need or use in 20 lifetimes, let alone one. But still, they always seemed to have wanted more. It was their greed and selfishness that drove them on. Conversely, I don't think I've ever heard Nate talk about money, although I'm sure it's a big burden he carries in his commitments to his wife and five dear children. Likewise, when I think of great leaders I've known, I've never got the sense they were chasing the almighty dollar or the sterling pound. The second question I'm asking myself upon reading the Enron story is, I wonder what their ex-colleagues think of them now. See, the book is peppered with stories of cloak and dagger interludes and people saying one thing and doing something else. A lack of integrity abounded. It really was dog eat dog. Conversely, when I think about great leaders I've worked for, I have good memories of our many interactions. Relating this to the role of a father, I always think one of the best testimonies of our parenting is the memories the children have. I hope I am thought as a father half as well as Nate clearly is. My conclusion is that being a good leader is identical to being a good parent. It's not complicated. Be a decent person. Have integrity. Look out for others. Keep learning, teach others, be someone worth following, care about what you do, have fun, laugh at yourself, be humble, work hard, don't gossip about other leaders, be satisfied with what you have, don't chase the mirage of money. Well, thanks, Nate, for the leadership lessons I'm reminded of because of how you love and lead your family.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.